Bye, come in.
What happened then? Okay, good evening, everybody. Before we start talking about tonight's topic, Vahab, I'd like to mention that we just entered Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. As you know, Cheshvan is called Mar Cheshvan, and various reasons are given for that. In the Kadmonim, it's brought down that Mar Cheshvan is called because everyone knows because there's no Yom Tov in the Chodesh of Cheshvan. It's Lashon Maria, it's Lashon Bitterness. There are obviously those that ask questions on it. Why other Chodeshim also Tamils don't have Yom Tovim? Why not that? But because upon him, there are those that are taking it in so far that there was they were those that were noyig not to make a chasana in the Chodesh of Mar Cheshvan. But Shulchan Ezer brings that most people are noyig like that. The stipe that was makpid when writing the suba for chasana took place in Cheshvan, he wouldn't write the word Mar Cheshvan. He'd write Cheshvan. Don't mention Merirus in a ksuba in a by a chasna. But as well known also from Rabbanu of Shischa, that the Lashon Mar Cheshvan is Lashon Marachshon Tfosei. The lips are moving. The lips are still moving from Yom Neiroim that we've just been through to continue to take that inspiration and that dedication and do something about it and make sure to continue to be inspired by that. And the other reason I saw brought down is that the Mar is a Lashon of a Lashon Mar Midli. Like a drop from a bucket. Cheshvan is the Chodesh where the rainy season starts. Zayin Cheshvan in Eishes Sholei starts being shown in on the rain. Yud Zayin Cheshvan is when the first rain is supposed to have come by. So Mar Cheshvan drops. Now, in Cheshvan typically falls the Inyan of Tanesim of Bahab. Now, although it has a very solid foundation and basis in Halacha, Bahab is mentioned in the Tor, Shulchan Aruch, Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah, as far as I know, there is no mention of it in Shas. There may be one remez of it, according to one of the reasons in the Yerushalmi, but essentially, as Bahab, the way we have it, it's not brought down. And as far as I know, also the Sfaradim never took on the whole Indian of Bahab. It's a minhag which is known in Ashkenaz. However, it is very early. Tosfos already mentions it in Kedushin. Tosfos mentions it in Kedushin in the context. The Gemara there says, the Gemara there is talking about Yichud, Aroyos, the Gemara there says, Sak v'deshata rigla. Sak v'deshata, the weakest time of the year is the regal. Yom Tovim. And Rashi, Tosfos both explain, Anoshim v'noshim boim nishmoy hadrosha. And Rashi says, and the woman and the men are shruzing there. Tosfos says, Noshim ayin zevazet. Tosfos concludes, V'yesh oimrim, there are those that say, D'lachein noyagin nishanes bahab achri haregel. That means, Tosfos brings it down, not as a tekona. Tosfos there brings it down as an existing vinyl. Tosfos doesn't say that is the reason. Tosfos says, there are those that say that that is the reason. Hayyosef Gemara says that this is a time which is particularly weak in terms of kibbutz hanoshim v'noshim yachad. Therefore, yesh oimrim that it's appropriate to have a bahab after the regal. And when it's brought down in halacha, it's brought down as well that the regal, it's based on Tosfos, but similar to Tosfos, but in fact it's distinct from Tosfos. The regal is achila, yimei achila v'shtia, noeg, Efshel bol alidei avera, kalos roish, tzchoik, etc. Through the indulgence of Yom Tovim, it's possible it leads to inappropriate behavior, and therefore that was the reason for the seder of Bahab. Perhaps we'll address that in a minute. Yom Tov is more elaborate than Shabbos, but we'll come to that in one moment. And it's based on was shaped by Eov. Eov says he had seven sons. He made a separate mishter by each of them for 7 days. And afterwards, they brought a korban to be mechapa for anything that may have taken place. Nowadays, we don't have the inyan of korbanos. Tanesim are b'mokum korbanos achelav adam shenismait ayadei. The tefillah should be ki'ilu the chelav of the dam of the korban. And therefore, from coming that's the reason for the tanesim. And the third reason brought down which is to do with the Yom Tovim, is brought down by Eliyahu Rabbah, brings it down, Mishneh Magid Tzedek, others bring it also, that the halachas of Yom Tov and Chol Hamoed are in fact quite complex. That although there are malachas which we allow, they have restrictive covenants. They have clauses to them which only allow them in certain instances and contexts. And therefore, it's shchiach, and it's possible that a person did the malachas, inadvertently did the malachas over that various, and therefore it's appropriate to have a Seder of Bahab after the Yom Tovim. Now, these three reasons, based on the Tosafot Kedushin of the Anasim Noshim Tzkasu Yachad, the Achil Vishtiyah, and Malachas, are all Yom Tov related. Now, so interesting idea in Chochma Musa, Reb Simcha Zissel from Kelm says, well, there's other avodas we find, don't find necessarily Tekonos Tanesim, a minig, widespread minig for Tanesim, necessarily for other avodas. So he says as follows, he says, you can have the same Aveira, the same Maisa, and the Einish for it is that you can do the same Maisa in two different ways, and the Einish is different. It's in the Moshul. Someone who steals from a poor person, someone who steals from an Oshi, could steal the same amount of money. But the Einish of the person who stole from the Oni is far worse than the person who steals from the Oshi. It says, someone who's a poor person who served a meal on silver dishes, someone takes him in, treats him as a guest, and gives him a meal and serves him on silver dishes. And the person goes and then, when he finishes the meal, steals those silver dishes, his Aveira is far worse than someone who just steals. So he says, the Rebbe Yisrael gave us Matanot Toiva, the Yomim Toivim. The Achila the Ashtia is there, Lahaki, what a person's role is in Avodas Hashem, Lahaki the Yom Tov, and to take out the message of that Yom Tov and use it for Avodas Hashem. If the person then uses that Yom Tov and uses it inappropriately, therefore, for that reason, there's a kind of a minig, at least, of Bahab. I haven't come across anyone actually who says there's a takono of Bahab. It seems there's a minig. Everyone thinks there's a minig of Nayagim of Bahab. But the Rav Yoh asked the Kasha that if it's to do with the Yom Tov, so how come we don't find it after the Yom Tov of Shavuos? You find after the Yom Tov of Pesach, you find after the Yom Tov of Sukkot. It's actually brought down in Halacha, the main place that it comes in. It's the Yom Tov, Melachos Yom Tov says. So the main place actually that it's brought down in Halacha, Simen Tov Tzadi Beis, is just after Hilchos Pesach. That's where the Halachos of Bahab mentioned primarily on own. It also comes up in Hilchos Tanis. So the Rav Yoh suggests a different reason. The Rav Yoh says it's related to Tishrei in Tereis of the Geshem, that we want to have the Geshem, and in after Pesach it's related to the Tuah. The Beis Yosef says, brings down, he doesn't like the Rav Yoh's reasons, he's mad for the Rav Yoh's riots, and he says, yeah, Enoch HaNami is to do with the Yom Tov. Aye, why don't we have the after Shavuos? Shavuos is only one day, is less of Cheshash. You don't have the Droshos, you don't have the Ma'achir Yishtiyah. It's not the same, it's not the same level. So that would answer the question, why not on Shabbos as well?
One day.
Yeah, so after one day, is Nishu Azah Cheshash. Now, the emes is, the Shari Tshuva, in Simen Tov Tov Yubeis, there brings down, from the Tomim Deim, that when he brings down the Bahab, he says, after all the Yom Tov, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Right, he does say it, but Lamaisa, that's clearly, that's not the mainstream minhag. And there's one more reason brought down, which I saw, which is brought down and mentioned in the Levush, and also they're being supported by the Matan Moshe, that it's a shame ha'asid, because of the change in seasons causes illnesses in people. And therefore this is the time when the seasons are changing, so at that point it's appropriate to have a tannis in order to prevent the choyim. Now, yeah?
People should fast in order to...
Should have this... Yeah, it was a tzibur. The tzibur fasted. In order, there shouldn't be illness in the tzibur.
So maybe one day fast.
I've never found any reason why we have 3 days fast. I've not found any reason why the Indian three fasts are. Maybe somebody said there were three reasons, and therefore there are three fasts, but it's them why you should have three fasts for any reason on its own, I'm not found. Now, the actual minhag Bahab is a base hay base being Monday, Thursday, Monday Bahab, and Monday and Thursday are considered of Yomei Rotzen. Whenever there's the Tekonah to fast, or is even in Inyan, they were going to be Misakan after Chorban, there should always be a fast Monday and Thursday, but the Monday and Thursday episode of Yimei Ratzon, because that was when Moshe Rabbeinu went up for the Luchos Hachoinus. It was a Thursday, he came down on a Monday, and brought down the machine, the Medrash, that Monday and Thursdays are Yimei Ratzon. Simon, Dishu Hashem Behi Motzoi. Dishu Hashem, seek Hashem when he's close. Dishu Hashem Behi Motzoi, base hey Motzoi. He's close on the base and the hey. Are Yimei Ratzon. There's a whole discussion about if you're allowed to fast in Nisan, a whole sermon about it. That's also where Bahab is mentioned in Simon Toch of Tesla Hills Pesach. Fasting in Nisan, we generally don't fast in Nisan. Tishrei, also the end of Tishrei, is considered a Hemshech of the Mayadis, so therefore we're reluctant to fast. It doesn't have the same chaymer as Nisan with regards fasting, but we still don't institute a fast, and therefore we only start this Bahab after. After the Nisan, after the Tishrei are finished, and in fact, there's even mentioned that the Misha Beirach that said on Shabbos is a Misha Beirach, which is said for those who are fasting on Bahab. We don't say that on a Shabbos Mevorachim or Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So if the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Mevorachim, we wait till the Shabbos after, then we say the Misha Beirach, and then the Beis Hey Beis starts. So in theory, you end up in a situation where you could have the Beis Hey Beis, you could have the second fast falling on Pesach Sheni. After Pesach, you can have a situation falling on Pesach Sheni. And someone once said to me, it's not true though, but someone once said to me that the Shaila of Bahab, of falling on Pesach Sheni is a Naya Shaila. Why? He said, because the Hasidim held a Pesach Sheni, they never held a Bahab. The Litvaks held a Bahab, they never held a Pesach Sheni. Yeah? So no one ever had an issue. It's a contemporary problem having Bahab falling, but it's not as true, because you see, there is discussing the Pesachim if you're allowed to fast or not on the Bahab of Pesach Sheni, and most Pesachim actually know that you are allowed to fast on Pesach Sheni, and they say it's a raya. Why? Because Pesach Sheni is Yud Dalad Iyar. Yud Dalad Nisan was the day when he shattered Pesach Rishon. Yud Dalad Nisan itself is a Tanis, Tanis of Bukhari, fast then. So if you're done in Nisan, you haven't got a problem making a Tanis. Even though it's in Nisan, and even though it's Yud Dalad Nisan, the day you made Shkazah Pesach, it's a semi yontif. Yeah, after beginning your fast, Kol Shekhin Yudal Adiyah, you can fast. Oh, but there's various minhagim regarding that. But you say the stichas, tachnun, fine. That's really a shir for Pesach Sheni. Now, when there's a chosun in the shul, Shein Halacha or Bris, Shein Halacha, you don't say the Misha Beirach Shachris, you say it Mincha. But the Meister, Moshe finds in the Shuvah, says that's only be mayhem when the minig was they had a special haftarah for the chosun. So Tosis used to lane for a haftarah for a chosun. So you're saying Sois, also then you're not going to say the Misha Beirach for a Tanis in one breath. But nowadays we don't do that. So therefore, no, you don't have to change the minig of making the Mishnah Berurah then. So, now Maisis is a very interesting point here. And it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, and there's something in the Kudah, and that comes out like this. That in order for Tanis, generally speaking, if someone wants to have a Tanis, which is not one of the Tanis Sibul, you have to be Mekabel Tanis beforehand. If you're not Mekabel Tanis beforehand, it's not a Tanis. If you don't eat and you decide, okay, I'm not eating for a Tanis, you want a couple of Tanis the day before Mincha, yeah, or at least before the day started, it's Nishkan Tanis. And not only that, I've seen someone else saying that not only is not a Tanis, it's actually a very biyodo. You mitzai yourself for nothing. A Tanis is like a korban. A korban needs to have kavono. Misasik bekochim puzzles it. Yeah? So if you're doing a Tanis and you haven't even covered it, Nishkan Tanis. Now, someone who is Mekabel Tanis and he starts fasting, he can't back out of it. You know, someone's Mekabel Tanis, so he can't back out of it. It's a Kabbalah, you can't back out of it. Now, so, till after Chatzos, if that's called a Tanis or not, could be that, I think it might be a Machlokes, whether you can fast, if you have to be Mashem or not, a Tanis, Yochel or not. It's called getting finished. But Al Koponim, the Mishnah here says as follows. Someone who says Amen to the Misha Beirach when they're making shul, then he does not need to be a Kabbalah Tanis. That alone, that itself, can be a Kabbalah Tanis. However, the Mishnah says, he can choose not to fast if he so wishes. It's not mechayim him to fast, but it enables him to activate the tannis. If he chooses to fast, the tannis tzibur, he's now part of the tzibur, and is not considered just fasting on his own bat. And the Pirkei Avot says it's wrong of those people though who don't say Amen because they choose not to. They're not going to fast. They're thinking I'm not fasting, therefore I shouldn't say Amen. You can allow to say Amen with intention not to fast. Yeah, and the Amen is on the Tefillah for those who are fasting to get their Misha Beirach. Now, the Rukhagias, he writes that I've been asked by people, can a person be Mekabel Tanis Bli Neder? See, because people get into this problem here. There are people thinking to themselves, listen, I'd like to fast, essentially, in theory, it's a nice idea, fast bring a korban, yeah, why not? In tshuva. But if I'm not able to, then I'm going to be stuck. So, I mean, Mekabel Tanis Bli Neder. If I see it's not working out for me, I don't know. But if yes, then it's a Kabbalah, so I had the Kabbalah. So Rav Chaim Gersi says, writes a letter to his shver. He wrote a letter to his shver of Yashiv that I tell people that I think it works. Why? My right is from here. Because you see in Hilchos Bahab that you say Misha Beirach in the shul, the person says Amen. If he says Amen, it's like a Kabbalah that he can fast and the fast will be a Kabbalah. However, he can still choose not to fast. So Rav Yashiv writes back to him, he says, no, I don't agree. Why? I disagree with the Raya. Says the yisoid of having a tanis, the yisoid of Kabbalah's tanis is, it's something which is mechayev you to fast. A tanis which is not chiyuv, which is not binding, that's not a tanis. The whole point of the tanis is you're bound by the tanis. So when you have a Kabbalah, you can't back out of it. Here, someone says Amen. Yeah? So when he fasts, the moment he starts fasting, he can't back out. He can only back out, cause one, it means the Amen, the conditional part here, the Chiddushira is in the Kabbalah part. That means it's considered a Kabbalah that he can choose to be part of the Tzibur, and once he is part of the Tzibur, he starts fasting, he is bound to fast, he can't back out of it. But in your suggestion, Chaim Kersi, you're saying to his son-in-law, that you're saying that you can say a Kabbalah B'neda, that means at no point in the day is he bound to fast, because he can still back out. And therefore, he disagrees with this possibility of being the Kabbalah Tanis B'neda, based on this Raya. Now, oh sorry?
You got a minute
of fast,
you have to
make it out. Oh, so the Gabbai Vayichal, as I say, let's go through. Slichus, the you can say the slichus even if there's no people fasting. Essentially, the minhag was to fast, and made hayes was a fast or slichus. The ma'ase even if there aren't people fasting, a state you can still say the slichus. Mishnah Berurah says though you have to be magia the slichus, because there are times of slichus where it says we've tzoim sheni chamish yisheni we've done and therefore kushrokah rachonas. He says you can't say that, so you have to take out the word tzoim. You can't say, he says, one of the slichus have a funny mind. It says the whole slichah you have to leave out. The slichah there says talk about the fast asinu eselonu asher shalcho, we've done ours, you do yours. He says you're not fasting, you can't say that. But the Eitz Lavron the Buchacha says no. As long as the it says there are people fasting, it is a fast. See, we're not talking about ourselves specifically. Instead, we're talking about Kali Sol. Kali Sol had this same shame. We've done our bit. It's not referring to ourselves personally. It's referring to the wider Kela. It could be that at least. That was then when at least there were Yechidim who were fasting, and there were Kehillahs perhaps who were fasting. Nowadays, it's Mamash Yechidim, because it's getting harder and harder to find people who actually do fast on Bahab. So it could be that's perhaps why less people actually say the Sikhus, the Limuzuchus. But that agree, everyone agrees that if you are in a place that doesn't say Slichus, that is saying Slichus, yeah, not to join in is zikha wrong. Either you should make sure not to be there, or in a chlami, you should be there, unless you especially have a meaning not to say it, you should join in and say the zikhas. But to be there, not to say it, that is zikha wrong. Legabe lenga vayichal is also very interesting, because the maisa zoi, when you have a tanis tzibur, let's say the tzibur goes to tanis, the tzibur can be going to tanis for a tzora, for the rain. Now, what do you lean? So, shteid often, if you have people fasting, 10 people fasting, you lean vayichal, shachris amincha. Like a tannis. What happens is Monday and Thursday? The big dispute. In the Maisa, there are more paskins on a normal tannis, a tannis sibyl, regular tannis sibyl, which the sibyl have instituted of their own accord. If it's a Monday and Thursday, you lay Monday and Thursday laning. We're not doing Monday and Thursday laning. And in the Mincha, you can lay Vayachal. But, Bahab, that, everybody fasts. That's so prevalent, they won't fast. So that even on Monday and Thursday, you lay by a challah. Mishmur says, Lamaisa, nowadays, Hayyoy says, on a minute, and Chalami will lay the Monday and Thursday. And even if you've got 10 people in your base medrash fasting, you should still lay Monday and Thursday. Oh, but Lamaisa, you see from there the Makor of how prevalent it was. And Zikha, someone who has, someone who doubts in the Shul Shlomi says it, or belongs to the Kedah Shlomi says it, Lechaya, he should take the opportunity at least and grab onto it and take something with him from Marash's Hosei to continue from the Yom Neroim.
Oh, nice.